ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 एषा ते विहिता साङ्ख्ये बुद्धियोगे त्विमां शृणु बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पात कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यसि एषा ते विहिता साङ्ख्ये बुद्धियोगे त्विमां शृणु बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पात कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यसि।
Translation. Thus far I have declared to you the analytical knowledge of Sankhya philosophy. Now listen to the knowledge of yoga, whereby one works without fruitive result. O son of Pitha, when you act by such intelligence, you can free yourself from the bondage of works.
सांख्ये बुद्धि योगी सु इमान सुनो बुद्धिया जुक्तो जया पात कर्म बंधन प्रहास्ति कर्म बंधन यू एक्ट समथिंग एंड देयर इज रिएक्शन दैट इज कॉल्ड कर्म बंधन वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड वेरी इजीली व्हाट एवर यू एक्ट very reaction. Good act or bad, there are two things. So, if while in this body we act piously, then our future is very good. If we act impiously, then our future is not very good. So, actually, we should act piously, not impiously. That is human life. We should know what kind of action we should do. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find pravittincha nivittincha navidu asuradana. Those who are asuras, they do not know what kind of actions should be done and what kind of actions should not be done. Not that anything I like at my heels, that is not. At least for human beings, he should not. Even in the state law, if you act physically, whatever you like, he will be liable to so many difficulties. And what to speak of a spiritual life. So Krishna has described so far, Sankhya Yoga means analytical study of the soul and the body. He has very nicely. So, this analytical study of the soul and body means, so far he has described the activities of the body. That is Sankhya. Just like a medical man has got full analysis, not full, to a portion of this body, the anatomy, physiology, they are studied how the veins are working, how different secretions are transforming into blood, how the heart is working, this is called analytical study. Ishāte avītā sāṅkhe. So far the body is concerned, that is now fully analyzed. Now, buddhi yoga iti māsana. There is another department of knowledge. Buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means spiritual life. That is buddhi yoga. Just like we will find in the 10th chapter, Krishna says to Arjuna, buddhi yogam dadamikam. When there is talk between the spirit, supreme spirit, Krishna, and the individual spirit, subordinate spirit, the living entity, Krishna is the supreme being, and we are subordinate being. So these people at the present moment, they do not know. But we have to take instruction from Vedas. Nitya, Nityanam, Chaitana, Chaitananam, the Supreme Being, He is equal to Bhuvanam, Vibhujati, Kamam. He is supplying the necessities of life, Kamam, whatever is required. There are so many things for birds, bees, human beings, different types of fruits, flowers, milk, everything is being supplied by Krishna. Therefore he is supreme being. How he can be supreme? Just like in a family, the father is considered to be supreme. Why? Because he takes care of the whole family. He is supreme. Similarly, the supreme person, Krishna, he takes care of the whole creation. Material and spiritual, anywhere, universes. Therefore, we see. So, when we act according to the direction of the Supreme, because we are subordinate, this is our position. The subordinate position is that he must act according to the direction of the Master or the Supreme. That is natural. Everyone is acting like that. So that is called buddhi yoga. When you act according to the direction of the Supreme, Krishna, or his representative, that is called buddhi. That is real. Buddhi means intellect. And yoga means linking, connecting. And in the 10th chapter you will find, Tisham satyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jena mam upajanti te. Here is the buddhi yoga, one word. And here is also the buddhi yoga. So what is that buddhi yoga? Krishna says, Tisham satyuktanam. Persons who are 24 hours engaged. Sataka. Sataka means always. Engaged. What kind of engagement? Bhajatana priti purvakam. And this engagement means always trying to render some service to the Lord. How? Priti purvakam. With love and faith. Not that I have to do it. Let me do it nicely. But unless there is love, you cannot do it nicely. Any matter. In the material world also. Unless you have got some attachment for something, you cannot act it very nicely. Just like a musician. Because one has got a good attachment for music, he tries to perform it very perfectly. So love is the basis. Similarly, when you serve Krishna, if you have no love for Krishna, you cannot serve him very nicely. And Krishna also does not accept your service if it is not done in great love and affection. That is the basic thing. Krishna does not require your service. He is self-sufficient. He has got many servants anywhere and everywhere. So, Krishna does not require our service. It is our interest. If we render service to Krishna, then we will become happy. That is the problem. Pisham satabhijitana bhajatam sritipurvakam. That's why we find in another verse, Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuyam yomi bhakta prajasati. Yomi bhakta prajasati. Anyone who offers me in love and faith a little flower, a little water, a little fruit, patram puspam phalam tuyam, patram puspam phalam tuyam yomi bhakta prajasati. This is the real point. Krishna, the Supreme Person who is giving all the necessities of all the living entities, he is actually the provider, maintainer of everyone. So, why he is asking a little fruit, flower and water from you? Is he hungry? No. You may bhakta prajasati just to induce you again to love Krishna. That is the point. Because your this material condition is bhutta bhutta pradyate, subjected to birth, death, old age, disease and so many other material conditions. You have fallen in this condition because you have forgotten Krishna. Last time so many people came to discuss with us, but they are not interested in talking of Krishna. They are interested how their self-gratification will be disturbed by starting this thing. That is the point. Here, you have come to preach about Krishna. They did not ask anything about Krishna, what is his philosophy, what is his Krishna's philosophy. No. They are simply interested in their own self-gratification. How their self-gratification will be discharged, they are concerned in that. This is the position of the material. Everyone is simply interested in self-gratification. That's all. There is no question of asking what is God, what I am, what is this world. Actually, this should be the question of human life. Athātu brahma jigyāsa. This should be engaged always in inquiring about the Supreme Being, the Absolute Truth. That is their only business. But you see, the whole world, they are simply busy how to satisfy themselves. This is the call of Krishna. Krishna bhriya jīva bhoga mancha pare pāsate maya tāre japotiya pare. There are many quotations. Because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore we are now under the clutches of maya. So we have forgotten Krishna, we are suffering. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna comes to canvas. Say, why you are suffering? And you just surrender unto me. I will give you all protection. No, there is nothing. There is nothing. Therefore, when one is trained up to how to surrender to Krishna, that is called devotional practice. Practice. And when actually one is very sincere to serve Krishna. Krishna is using everyone's power. Isvara sarva-bhutana vriddhi-sokhina-pishtati. See, he can understand whether you are sincerely serving or with some motive you are serving. Even with a motive you serve Krishna, it will never go in vain. Krishna is so kind. Just like Putana. Putana wanted to serve Krishna by feeding Krishna with her breast. But the purpose was, the breast was poison. So Krishna would serve the meat and he would die. There is a different motive. But still, Krishna is so kind that he thought that this rascal Putana, she wanted to kill me, but she does not know that I am not a person to be killed. But still, although the motive was to kill me, but she has served me to suck her breast, drunk her milk, so she is my mother. So she is my mother. Never mind, she came with a motive. This is the Krishna consciousness benefit. Of course, we should not have any more Kamsa. Kamsa just like, you are simply thinking of Krishna. You are Krishna conscious, fully, always thinking of Krishna. But the motive was to kill. But still, Kamsa got liberation. Because you are constantly thinking of Krishna. But that is not bhakti. Bhakti is the same thinking of Krishna favorably. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. That is bhakti. So think of Krishna as enemy. That is not required. One may think, but a devotee, how can he think of Krishna as enemy? He thinks of Krishna as friend, as son, as master, as lover, every devotee thinks like that. Whereas a demon or an enemy of Krishna, he is always thinking of, this is the difference between demon and devotee. Demon is thinking how to wipe out, how to banish Krishna, how to kill Krishna. They don't want Krishna. That is divine. Therefore, they do not know that a demonic person is always suffering. That is due to his forgetfulness of Krishna. But because he is demon, he is continuing the business. Therefore, they do not know. Nasi-vidu-sa-tagatim-vishnu. Pravittin cha, nirittin cha, navidu asura-jana. Asura-jana, they are asura. They do not know what to do and what not to do. Therefore, one has to learn how to live, what to know, what to forget. Every educational or progressive method has got do's and gunas. So the asuras do not know what they should do and what they should not do. That is asura. And a devotee, he knows what to do and what not to do. That is, knowing is his set. That is gunas. But there is do also, that if you want a crime, then get yourself married according to religious principle, get a wife and begets nine children, that is do. And no illicit sex, that is do not. Side by side. You do not take intoxicants, that is do not. But you take Krishna prasadam and be intoxicated with Krishna's love. That is do. Similarly, you do not indulge in gambling. But you indulge in gambling. What is that gambling? The gambling is dedicate your life to Krishna and see the result. That is also gambling. That is also gambling. Because everyone is engaged in his own business, but it is advised to give up his business, to take to this Krishna business. That is also gambling, because he does not know what will happen. See, everything has guru and guna. So we have to give up this guna and accept this guru, positive and negative. Then, therefore, in the 10th chapter, it will say, Tesam satatujuktanam bhajatana priti bhuto. By somewhere or other, who has become engaged in devotional service, 24 hours, satatam means 24 hours, satatujuktanam, with faith, now has engaged in Krishna service. Krishna actually will be merciful upon me. He will deliver me from this miserable condition of material life. Pisan satatujuktana bhajatam kritipurvakam. So Krishna is reading, you cannot deceive Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna is the supreme. If you are deceiver, Krishna is also the supreme deceiver. And if you are lover, then Krishna is the supreme lover. You deal with Krishna as you deal with also he reciprocates. That is Krishna. So Krishna is explaining now Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga means Bhakti Yoga. Buddhi Yoga, Buddhi means intelligence. One who is very intelligent, he can take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga's another thing is Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga. Because Buddhi Yoga, there are many verses in the Bhagavad Gita, fine. Just like Krishna says, Bonam Janmanavanti Janamanam Prapadrati Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Krishna says, after many, many births, endeavor, because everyone is trying to happen. That is the struggle for existence. Why this struggle? To become happy. So, sometimes they are coming, sometimes they are gaining, sometimes they are yogis, sometimes, as soon as you become bhakta, that is happiness. But so long, he is not bhakta, but otherwise. For me, Jainis, generally they are divided. For me, Jainis, yogis. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has said, bhukti mukti siddhi kishati javad vidivartate tavad bhakti sukas atra katham ambudayo. So long in one's heart there is a kishati. Kishati means, witch? Yes. The witch is there, kishati. What is that kishati? Bhukti mukti siddhi. Bhukti means, karmi. To one who wants to enjoy this material world by working. That is called bhukti. Bhukta, I want to enjoy. Everyone is trying that. Struggle for this. Everyone is trying to. I want to enjoy this material world to the fullest extent. So, yeah, struggle, vain, competition. That is called bhukti. And another, mukti. Mukti means those who are disappointed must be, because nobody can be happy here with this Kurmi plan. That is not possible. So he will be disappointed. But disappointed when? After many, many vast struggle for existence, he will be disappointed. That's a fact. Therefore Krishna says, Bonam Janmanam. he will continue to become Kurmi, and sometimes Jnani, sometimes Yogi, to become happy. But he will be confused, he will be defeated. Nature is so strong. Therefore Krishna says, Bahunam Janamanam, after many, many births of this such, sometimes Kurmi, sometimes Jnani, sometimes Yogi, sometimes something else, when one comes to be real wise, Janavan, Bhagapadvate, he surrenders. How he surrenders? Blindly? No. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. He at that time understands Krishna is everything. Therefore, that is a big Mahatma. How Mahatma Sudhulu? It is very difficult to find out such a great person. Therefore, the intelligent person, if you feel, Dekhe Shekha, if I understand that this person has surrendered to Krishna from many, many births, if that is the ultimate goal, why not myself surrender me? That is it. If one has to come to this point for perfection of life, why not my life be perfected in this life? Why is it away for many, many births? And that is good. Intelligent. Unless one is exceptionally intelligent, he cannot take food to someone. This is Buddhism. Therefore, Krishna has described in Sankhya that this is your duty. You are Kshatriya. Why you are rejecting, fighting? In this way, in so many ways, the soul is immortal, the body is perishable, so your grandfather or your kinsman, they will not die. So this is analytical study from the material point of view. And as soon as one comes to the point of serving Krishna with love, without any understanding, just like fire. Fire, you accept it without studying fire analytically. If you touch fire, it will end. It will end. It doesn't require to study fire. How, what is the composition of fire? This is knowledge, of course. But if you just like gopis in Vrindavan, they did not study what it is. They did not care it. But they wanted to love Krishna. That is their only story. They are ordinary village girls. Similarly, the cow husbands, they were tending cows. They had no Vedanta knowledge or any higher education. Not very nicely cultured gentlemen. Village cow husbands, cow husbands. But he did not know any other business than to love Krishna. That is what. Jnanasandha. Without any. They did not. They saw Narayana. Oh, here is Narayana. All right. Hello, hello. But there is no love. Love is for Krishna. Even Narayana, Narayana. There is no love. There was respect. You can offer respect to anyone if you have no love. But love is different thing. That is a typical example in Vrindavan. That is the ultimate goal of Buddhism. Thank you very much.